Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and it is time now for Dr. K to join us. Ranjit Kudali is a regular here once a month, joins us to fill us in on the latest in chemistry research happening around the country. Dr. K, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Kara. It's great to be here on SDPB again.
So let's talk. We're talking lithium-ion batteries?
Absolutely. Batteries are quite ubiquitous to us, and lithium-ion batteries we encounter on a daily basis. They are used in our laptops, in our cell phones, in our car remotes, you name it. We have lithium-ion batteries. The past events, for example, the Boeing 787 fires and some of the challenges we have seen with the electric vehicles have posed challenges in their widespread applicability because lithium is quite flammable when it is exposed to moisture, water, and air. And so this work that was reported recently is trying to use some binders that are made of polymers and trying to see how they can preserve the energy density of a lithium-ion battery that has one of the electrodes made of the element called silicon.
Okay, so let me just make sure I'm with you on this.
Sure.
This is really in the charging of the battery, right? And how that gets warm, right?
Sure.
That's part of the problem.
So let's go look at the components of a battery. So it has two electrodes. A positive electrode and a negative electrode. So if you see a battery, you'll see a charges of plus and a minus, a positive, mm-hmm. negative. And so the positive is called cathode, and the negative is called anode. So you have these two electrodes, and one of them has an electroactive material. So the cathode usually in lithium-ion batteries has a material that contains the element lithium. So depending on the manufacturer, the requirements for the battery, whether it is going to power our remotes for cars or it is going to power our laptops, our cell phones, or, for example, electric vehicles, the material that is in the cathode can vary. For example, if I take an Apple iPhone, the electroactive material is called lithium cobalt oxide. So it has lithium ions. For example, if it's an electric car, such as a Nissan Leaf, the active material for the cathode is lithium manganese oxide. So the active cathode material contains some lithium salt. The anode material does not contain a lithium salt. It used to be made of graphite or carbon. And because carbon can be easily obtained, it is very cheap, but also importantly, it can be made into a porous form, and it also has conductivity. So separating the electrodes, the cathode and the anode, is a separator that ensures that we do not actually short-circuit these electrodes. So, for example, what happened was there was a manufacturing defect in the Samsung Galaxy Note S7 mm-hmm. model. And so because of this manufacturing defect, these electrodes were actually so close to one another that because of these changes in charging and discharging and because of mechanical stress, these electrodes actually shorted and many of them caught fire. So apart from the separator, there is also another active ingredient called an electrolyte or a transport medium. So essentially, we need something to transport these lithium ions from the cathode to the anode. So what happens when we are actually charging is that these lithium ions, they are having positive charge and they go from the cathode to the anode and they release an electron in the process. Lithium gets ionized, and so this is where the energy or the charge is stored. And when discharge happens, that's when we are using our cell phone and laptops, we are using that energy stored in the anode, and these lithium ions are slowly migrating back to the cathode. So this is the cycle we go, charging, discharging. What usually happens, Kara, is that once we use these devices, cell phones, cars, laptops for multiple occasions by charging and discharging, what happens is these materials, both the cathode and anode, they undergo changes in the volume. The anodic material in recent years that has captured the attention of researchers, and actually now Tesla is using silicon as part of their anode material, it undergoes a massive volume expansion. So due to this variation in the volume of these materials, what happens is that there is something called, a phenomenon called the formation of an SEI layer. It is called a solid electrolyte interface. So this electrolyte is a conducting liquid, and in some cases, it was actually flammable, and so there is a lot of research going on in trying to make non-flammable electrolytes that can conduct lithium ions between the cathode and anode, and that one that does not catch fire when exposed to the moisture. So what happens, because silicon has a very high specific capacity, what it means is that you can store the charge for a longer duration of time, and you can charge it very quickly. Silicon is the choice material, but it forms it undergoes these massive volume expansion, namely the silicon particles, they clump together and they react with some of the electrolytes. These electrolytes, they decompose because they are subject to heat, charging, discharging, and they form a layer called FEI. What happens is now you're forming this clump of massive material on one end of the electrodes, and these lithium ions now cannot be easily transported from one electrode to another. So that's what usually happens when we have, when we use our devices and we have charged and discharged them for multiple times, we form this SEI layer. The SEI layer, this what is called the solid electrolyte interface layer, it prevents easy transport of these lithium ions between these electrodes. And so it takes, we lose the charge very quickly. So we have a new laptop, it lasts 6 to 8 hours, and later we see that we can only use it for half an hour at most.
Right.
So we have to prevent this SEI layer, and they tend to grow continuously. So essentially what happens is that we have electrical disconnection between the silicon particles. So in this work, the researchers tried to do was they wanted to use some binders. And so one approach researchers have done previously is use a binder that will prevent one silicon nano or a microparticle from reacting with the decomposed products of the electrolyte or the electrolyte themselves. So you can preserve the integrity of these silicon particles. And researchers have seen that it is much more cost-effective to prepare silicon microparticles rather than silicon nanoparticles. So silicon nanoparticles are better, but then they are relatively more expensive to fabricate, but they are also highly reactive. So in this work, they use silicon microparticles. They are easier to prepare, and they are less reactive. And they wanted to prevent the formation of this SEI layer and prevent one silicon particle from clumping together. And so they used binders. But what they did very creatively is modified their binders such that they could use some binders that are polymeric. These are chain-like. They have chain-like molecules, but they were inspired by the pulley system. So just imagine that we have a polymer. It's like an elastic thread. It stretches, it compresses. And let's say we have multiple polymers, but these polymers are connected by some molecules. And these molecules, they are circular in nature, so they are called rotaxanes. And since there are multiple rings, they are polyrotaxanes. So essentially what this polymeric material that they synthesized was having a linear component, but these linear components were connected just like pulleys with these polyrotic chains, but some were tethered on one end, some were tethered on the other end of the polymer. And now when these were incorporated into the anodic material and combined with silicon particles, when the battery was charged and discharged and went through multiple cycles, these polymers could be stretched and they could be recovered. But because of the flexibility of this uniquely designed polymers, it prevented the disintegration of the silicon anode material. And what they found was that it could retain the charge 50% more than a control that did not have this uniquely designed polymer.
Well, Dr. K, we are out of time. Thank you for bringing this research to us today. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk with you again next month.
Pleasure is mine, as always. Thank you, Kara.